It's time for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by panelists Lori Fisher and Kira Pace.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that.
And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Eric, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely Saturday morning, and we do hope you can spend the next hour with us, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So what we are looking for, of course, is your participation. We'd love to hear from you, and we do hope you will call with a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or we have a toll-free number. Yes, we really do. 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. As I said before, this is a good time to call. We will get your call on as soon as possible, and we do like to hear from you. If you would prefer to email us, that is possible. All you have to do is email us at mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one. So that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear us in live stream, of course, that is at kalw.org. And since Eric is here, I'm sure he will put our show up as a podcast at some point later on today. And that will also be at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW. I'm sure that would be appreciated. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Kira Pace spent a week or so in the future before returning to the past, the year 2015, it seems. I would have thought more like the year 850, but never know.
So many different years in the past. I appreciate that you stumbled on my name. It's been a while since I've been here, so you're not used to it, I think.
Kirapache, yeah.
Kirapache, right. Yeah. Unlike Bob Dylan, Lori Fisher is pretty much a complete known, has already found his direction home, and is nothing like a Rolling Stone, just the way he likes it.
It is. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez's husband, tells him he's too skinny, and his New Year's resolution should be to eat more and exercise less. He will try, but probably weaken and join a gym in a few weeks.
All right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Thank you very much. And we'll begin the questioning with the wandering Kira Pace.
All right. I think I'm going to start. Yes. Okay. I'm going to start with this question set. Of the USA's 70 largest islands, 47 are Alaskan. Which means that 23 are not. So I'm going to give you the name of a state, and I want you to tell me its largest island, each of which is one of the 70 largest in the US. So here are some states or territories or districts in one case. Actually not districts, sorry, just territory. So the first is California. The second is Louisiana. The third is Massachusetts. The fourth is Michigan. The fifth is New York. The sixth is Texas. The seventh is the U.S. Virgin Islands. And the eighth is Washington State. So again, California, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New York, Texas, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Washington State. For each of those, tell me its largest island, if you would be so kind.
Ooh.
You have any of them?
I have a guess or two. I don't know any for sure. I'll start with what should be low-hanging fruit. Is New York, is it Long Island?
It's Long Island. That is correct.
Oh, very nice on the accent.
It is the 11th largest island owned by the United States, or that is part of the United States, we'll say.
All right. I'm retiring. I got a couple. Eric is guessing that in California, it's Santa Catalina.
Santa Catalina is on the list, but it is not California's largest island.
Dana, you're up.
All right. Give me the list once more, please, Karen.
Sure. California, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Texas, U.S. Virgin Islands, Washington State.
I always forget the name of the Virgin Islands. Is it St. George or St. What is the Virgin? Anyways, forget about that. Let's see now. Texas is a puzzling one. Is Galveston an island?
Galveston is not the answer to this.
All right.
Also, I think it's coastal. I don't know that it's an island, but I honestly don't know.
Okay.
Considering all the times I've driven through Texas, I probably should at this point, but I don't.
I should know that one in Washington, because isn't it where all the rich people live? No, I have to think about this. I can't think of one answer right now. Okay.
I'll get in Michigan. I have been to an island in Michigan. It's either called Mackinac or Mackinac. Is that it?
Mackinac Island. It is not.
Okay. And is the Virgin Island St. Croix?
It is St. Croix.
All right.
There you go. All right. Whew. All right.
Yeah, the Washington
one. Just repeat the question and once more, and then we'll move on.
Of the USA's 70 largest islands, 47 are Alaskan, which means that 23 are not. I'll give you the name of the state. You tell me its largest island, each of which is one of the 70 largest in the US. And the ones we have left are California, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Texas, and Washington State.
All right. And Lori, your turn.
All right. Well, this is a follow-up to Time Magazine's Person of the Year question. At the end of their last issue in 1999, they picked the person of the century. So not only do I want to know that, but in the same edition, they went historically and picked the person of the 15th century, 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. So I'm looking for the person of the century as chosen by Time Magazine from the 15th century through the 20th century. Needless to say, they're all really well known, and give you a couple guesses.
Would 15th be Da Vinci?
No, it would not be, but it's a good guess.
Oh, Columbus?
No, also not for the 15th.
Now, who picked these people once more?
However, the Time Magazine, their editorial board, which is, writers, editors, that kind of group.
It's they're the same now reaching into the 15th century to pick.
Well, I think they did it as a century ending, best-selling thing. And has as much credibility as the person of the year, which is, and it's the most influential person. And I just observe all these people are indeed influential.
Okay.
Hard to measure who's the most. Anyway,
give the list once more of what you're under the times.
I'm looking for the person of the century picked by Time Magazine from the 15th. So it'd be 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th.
So is 20th Einstein?
It is.
Okay.
Very good.
Makes sense.
And with runners-up being FDR and Gandhi. Those are the only ones they listed runners-up. But yes, Albert Einstein is the 20th century. And as Kira pointed out, there are many years before that. So we're going from the fifth. We're looking for five more centuries.
So the person of the year for the 15th century.
Of the whole century.
You're right. Would that be... All right. Well, I don't know where to begin. Either Michelangelo or Gutenberg?
Yes. 15th century, it's Gutenberg.
All right.
I think the printing press is, 14?
All right. Good.
Very good. Gutenberg's done.
The 18th century, how about George Washington?
Excellent guess, but not correct.
What about Newton for the 17th?
That's it.
Very good.
Isaac Newton in the 17th century. Really good, gang. So we got three more. I'll give you one more guess before we turn it over to the audience. So we're looking 16th, 18th, and 19th.
16th. Oh, Shakespeare?
No. Also good guess.
What? Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Nonsense.
Right?
But yeah. Okay,
well,
sure.
I I think this person might be more influential than Shakespeare. And we can argue after the show. Well, it's not a crazy. It's not like
1500s.
So this is worldwide. In other words,
their influence is international, and the people they pick, well, in the 16th century, it would have to be somebody not American.
All right. Well, okay. So 15s, that's age of exploration. Are we looking for an explorer like Magellan, maybe? Was Magellan? No, Magellan wasn't 1500s. Was he? No, he wasn't.
Barely.
I don't remember.
Barely.
Yeah.
But not Magellan then?
Not Magellan.
How about Lincoln for the 19th century?
Really good guess, but not Lincoln either.
All right, leave it out. Let people guess.
So just to repeat, we're looking for Time Magazine's Person of the Year. For the 20th century is Einstein. 15th century was Gutenberg. 17th was Isaac Newton. We are looking for 16th, 18th, and 19th. And our audience will nail it, I'm sure.
All right.
Good work.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. Happy New Year. So I have one main question today about global warming, something different from the past. What is the biggest factor in global warming that you never hear about? What is the biggest factor?
Is it cows?
No.
Okay. Ooh.
Well, yeah, that's produced gas. World population, we're just increasing like mad rats every day. How many people live on that planet? 1 CE, you know, the time of Jesus. How many in millions? How many million people lived on the planet then? Roughly, take a guess. I'll give you this book. 100 million or 200 million?
100 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go ahead, Jenna. You think it's 200?
Yes, I'm going with 100.
200 million. 200, right. 200, 200 million. Pardon. It was. What is it today? By the way, there's some website called Current World Population Clock. Read, look at it and you will faint. We are feeling like, you know, crowded box of rats. And that's why we have wars everywhere. All right, so how many people live today on Earth? To the closest 100 million. In billions.
What is about 7 billion now, something like that?
Is it?
No, Dana, it is 8 billion, almost 200 million. It's supposed to have taken much longer to go to 8 billion. Now it is beyond. And if you look at the clock, it actually gives you the increasing by second. So right now it's 8 billion, 197 million, 989,553. It is a beautiful. Look at current world population clock. And this is the biggest factor, was not only global warming, was wars, was poverty, was everything. Very quickly, what does the word Bible means? You know, of course, when it's, Bible, you know, Old Testament, but what does the word Bible means? Actually, it's right to mention Egyptian word. What does it mean?
I don't know.
Book. It means book. A book.
Okay.
Papyrus. Yeah. Okay. Very quickly, the last question. We're never going to visit other planet. We're never going to go seeing. So I think we're looking at very negative or very sad current situation of the planet. What are the three elements that you have to worry about if we go into nuclear war? That's radioactive, that will cause a lot of damage, a lot of energy, it causes death. What are the three elements? Oh, I will tell you. Okay, it is cesium-137 and strontium-90 and iodine-131. The worst, the most dangerous iodine-131, because it attacked the thyroid gland that kills you within 8 days. Thank you, always great show. And please, everybody, pay attention. It's a great show. Pay, donate money to Kelly. That is the only station left beside KBFA after the demise of...
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We would love to hear from you. The two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Our panel today, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, who teaches at Diablo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right, Kira, a point of order here. The I received an email from David who says that Galveston is indeed an island.
Ooh.
Ooh. And it is one of the largest islands in the United States.
Okay. It is not the answer
the largest island in Texas.
No,
according to his reference, it is, but we'll see. And also you asked about Massachusetts. So I guess Martha's Vineyard is that the largest island in Massachusetts?
It is.
All right. All right. So much for that. Small bell. And all right, let me give you a couple questions here. Of the 100 most common words in English, this is according to the Oxford English Dictionary. Of the 100 most common words in English, what are the three longest with the letters in alphabetical order? Of the 100 most common words in English, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the three longest with the letters in alphabetical order?
A couple of questions. One is,
yes.
You want to tell us how long these words are?
No, I will not tell you that, because that would give it too much away.
Yeah. Well, first.
First is indeed one, yes.
Right. Yes, okay, I'm out for the rest of the game.
That is great.
All right. I will tell you there are, I'm not looking for any two-letter words, so that there are no two-letter words.
So is first by, are there all going to be five letters, or is first the shortest of the three you're looking for?
First is about average, I would say.
All right.
So one longer and one shorter, I think that means maybe.
And so once more, of the 100 most common words in English, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the three longest with the letters in alphabetical order? All right, second question. What well-known singer volunteered their services to help promote the new zip code and sing the zip code jingle in 1963?
Cute. Yeah, she sang Zippity-Doo-Dah. And I can't remember, it was a Doris Day-like person. I'm going to guess Doris. It's like Doris Day, Brenda, I don't know. Doris Day.
Not Doris Day, no.
All right.
And you're right that she did sing the zip code jingle with the music to Zippity-Doo-Dah. You're right about that part.
Eric is guessing Ella Fitzgerald.
It's not Ella Fitzgerald.
Did Brenda Lee?
Wasn't Brenda Lee.
No.
What year was it?
1963. What well-known singer volunteered their services to help promote the new zip code and sing the zip code jingle in 1963?
How about Dinah Shore?
Not Dinah Shore.
Okay. So we're dancing around it.
63. Yeah, well, you know, it's yeah. Somebody just as well-known as those people. You
yeah, heard. And very popular, I assume.
Very popular, yeah.
Even at the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wait,
all
right. Who's the doggy in the window lady?
Patty Page.
It's not her. No, it's not her. Mm-hmm.
But she was right. A big star. She was in the Doris Day oeuvre of singers.
All right. I'm going to give you one more question here. I have a list of car makes by country. So all I want you to do is tell me the country that manufactures these particular makes of cars. So number one is Toro, T-A-U-R-O, Toro. Number two is Elfin, E-L-F-I-N. Number three is Dacia, D-A-C-I-A. Number four is Tantra, or wait a minute, I'm going to get that right. Tatra, T-A-T-R-A. Number five is Smart Car. And number six is Lagonda. So again, these are car makes. I'm just looking for the country that manufactures them. Number one is Toro. Number two, Elfin. Number three, Dacia. Number four, Tatra. Number five, Smart Car. And number six, Lagonda. I'll give you each one guess.
Is Dacia Romania?
It is Romania. Very good.
Oh, nice. You're back. Now, I'm going to think that Elfin should be Scandinavian. So I'm going to, I'll start with, how about Sweden?
It is not.
Okay.
It is not. All right.
I'll wait.
Okay. I'll just go over these questions just once more. The 100 most common words in English, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the three longest with the letters in alphabetical order? Kira got first. What are the other two on that list? What well-known singer volunteered their services to help promote the new zip code and sing the zip code jingle in 1963? And I give you a list of car makes by country. The ones we have left are Turo, Elfin, Tatra, Smart Car, and Lagonda. What countries are, various countries are those made in? Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Connie from Florida.
Hi.
Florida. Hi, I have a couple guesses. The zip code lady was Ethel Merman.
It was Ethel Merman, yes.
Oh, wow.
Nice job.
I got scooped on the by email for the Massachusetts Island, but let me take a guess on some of the others. Michigan is at Isle Royale.
Nice job with the, they have their own deer. That is correct.
Say the name again.
Okay.
What is it?
It's Isle Royale.
Yeah. Texas, is it South Padre?
I'm going to give it to you. It's just Padre Island.
Okay.
Second largest island in the United States.
Oh.
Okay. And Washington, is it Bainbridge?
It's not Bainbridge. Sorry.
Oh, okay. My question for you all, I'm sure you'll pick it off very quickly, but happened to be doing research last week on the stands, the former Soviet territories. So this is a hint if you don't know it. What two countries in the world are double landlocked?
Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein is one, correct?
Is it Uzbekistan?
That is the second, yes.
Okay.
Burke.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
What's double landlocked mean?
It means it's has a country, it's surrounded by countries that are landlocked, and so it's...
Basically, they have to go through two different countries no matter what direction they go to get to a large body of water. Also, I did misspeak. I'm sorry. Padre Island is the second largest island in the contiguous United States. There are larger islands in Alaska. So second largest contiguous.
All right. So I should point out here that Sarah and Danny both got Ethel Merman. Thank you very much. Rita said Padre Island in Texas. Very good.
It was also correct.
Danny is wondering if the person from the 18th century is Bach.
It is not Bach.
Okay.
And Johann Sebastian Bach is 17th century. I'm not sure, but he's not either. In either case, he's not on the list.
Yes, I believe he lived into the 18th century.
Okay.
And Alan is wondering if the person of the 16th century is Martin Luther.
Excellent guess, but not Martin Luther.
And Rita is wondering if the person of the 16th century is Queen Elizabeth I.
That is correct.
Nice.
Very good. Queen Elizabeth I, who oversaw a lot of the exploration and Shakespeare. So pretty good. Okay. So we're down to just leaving 18th and 19th century. Good work, audience.
And Patience was wondering if the island in Michigan is Gross Isle.
It is Isle Royale.
Okay.
But Gross Isle is an excellent guess.
And the biggest island, Danny is wondering if the biggest island in Washington is Vashon Island?
Nope, not Vashon either.
All right. And Mark and Tina got Royale Island in Michigan as well. Okay, very good. All right. And Kira, I believe it's your turn again.
All right, so some of my time away was spent with the in-laws in Michigan, and they are aggressively morning people, and I am aggressively nightbird, which meant that usually around like 2 or 3 in the morning, we'd meet my father-in-law, and I would both happen to be downstairs at the same time, and he and I would chit-chat about various shows that I had never heard of, shows and movies I'd never heard of that he used to watch. So that is what these questions have in common. These are shows and movies my father-in-law mentioned while I was in Michigan. So I will give you a short description of these shows that were not on for the most part very well. I guess a couple of them were on for a little while. So I have four shows and one movie from the 50s through 70s. You tell me what they are.
Good family work. Yeah.
Yes. So number one, Michael Parks stars as a former newspaper man who becomes a vagabond on a Harley Davidson Sportster, helping people as he does his own soul searching. That is the first one. Number two, the adventures of Todd Stiles and Buzz Murdoch, two young drifters in a Chevy convertible across America. Number three, the dramatized World War II adventures of aviator U.S. Major Gregory Pappy Boyington, the fighter pilots he commanded, and a bull terrier named Meatball. Number four is the only TV series in which he played the lead role, Charles Bronson starred as a war veteran turned photographer and investigator. And number five, this is the movie, a woman who runs a lobster business, or a woman runs a lobster business after a shipment is ruined by railroad staff in detention. She and her lawyer sue Harry Foster Malone, director of the line and the meanest man in the world.
The last one is a Doris Day Jack Lemmon film called It Happened to Jane.
Yes. And who is the meanest man in the world played by?
That's Ernie Kovacs.
It is. That's correct.
Who's having a great time doing that role.
Hardly possible to be mean. Wow, I remember three of these, but I don't. Is the second one that the two guys who go exploring, is that Route 66?
It is Route 66.
All right. Yeah, with George Maharis and I forget.
And Buzz and Buzz Stiles. That's Martin Milner.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I did not write it down, so I will take your word.
That's correct. Yeah, no, and it's a good series. I saw one not long ago.
Yeah. It's still a little bit on YouTube.
Route 66 and number three are the only two I had ever actually heard of.
Well, I saw the one with Michael Parks. I mean, I have a very great memory of that. Called Then Came Bronson. I think it was only on for one season.
It was only on for one season. Never heard of it, but that is correct. Then Came Bronson is indeed
the mysterious drifter.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of these are about drifters, right? That one.
A lot of these featured a vehicle that my father-in-law really enjoyed watching.
And Then Came Bronson leads to the Charles Bronson question, which I'll know when you say it.
All right. Well, we can leave those two for the listening audience. So the two we have left, both television shows. Number one is the dramatized World War II adventures of aviator U.S. Major Gregory Pappy Boyington, the fighter pilots he commanded, and a bull terrier named Meatball. And the other one is, in the only TV series in which he played the lead role, Charles Bronson stars as a war veteran turned photographer and investigator.
All right. Leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello?
Me?
Yeah,
hi,
you.
I'll go. Hi. I was beat to Martha's Vineyard, but what's a small island that's connected to Martha's Vineyard and is famous because of Ted Kennedy?
Chappaquiddick.
Yeah.
Chappaquiddick. That's the correct answer. Who's the woman who died?
Mary Jane Kopechne.
Exactly.
Mary Jo. Yeah.
Mary Jo. Right.
Mary, that's okay. Here's a question I was actually going to ask. You know the amazing Kreskin, who he is?
Yes.
He died last month. Yeah, he died last month. How is he connected to Mary Jo Kopechne and Grover Cleveland?
Well, that's quite a segue. Let's see.
But they are connected, but it's because where I'm from in New Jersey that I know the connection.
Well, Grover Cleveland lived in New Jersey after he left the presidency. He lived someplace near the shore, but I couldn't tell you exactly what town it was. But
he was actually born in New Jersey, in the place I'm thinking of.
Oh, well, he died in New Jersey, too.
So is that the connection?
Yes. Where Grover Cleveland was born in New Jersey, and where and the college that Mary J. Jo Kopechne went, and it's where the amazing Kreskin lived most of his life.
Wasn't it called Ocean something? I can't remember. I'm sorry, I don't recall, but it was someplace near the ocean.
They're all connected because of Caldwell, New Jersey. They're all connected. There's Caldwell College is where Mary Jo Kopechne went. It's where Grover Cleveland was born and where Kreskin lived most of his life.
All right.
Just nice little connection there.
Thank you very much.
By the way, if you want to brainstorm on this, what foods are associated with presidents? Obviously, Jimmy Carter, peanuts. But what other presidents have foods associated with them?
Ronald associated Reagan with jelly beans.
Yeah, associated in what way?
Jelly beans, Reagan. That's good.
Right.
And what person had a food in his presidential slogan?
Who's
Herbert Hoover?
The chicken in every pot or whatever.
Right. Chicken in every pot. Very good. And what president hated broccoli?
George Bush. George H.W.
That's correct. Very good. Okay. Thank you.
And then Trump is associated with Kentucky Fried Chicken, isn't he?
And Clinton. Is he? Clinton with McDonald's.
Yeah.
Some of them had good taste. Some of them not so good.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Bye-bye.
Let's not blame the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Just saying. Kelly, who sent me an email, is wondering, is the island in Washington Whitby Island?
Who said that? Kelly?
Kelly.
Kelly is correct. Nice job.
There we go. Good job.
40th largest island in the U.S.
And we're about halfway through, so let's quickly repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kara, start with you.
Okay, so I've given you the names of some states, and I want you to tell me its largest island, each of which is one of the 70 largest in the U.S. The two states we have left are California and Louisiana. Also, I have two descriptions of short live television shows, and I just want you to tell me the names of the shows. The first is the dramatized World War II adventures of aviator U.S. Major Gregory Pappy Boyington, the fighter pilots he commanded, and a bull terrier named Meatball. And in the only TV series in which he played the lead role, Charles Bronson stars as a war veteran turned photographer and investigator.
And I'm working with Time Magazine's Person of the Year. And at the turn of the century, they picked the Person of the Year of previous centuries. We are looking for the 18th century and 19th century persons of the year. That's all I have.
So the 18th and 19th. Could you tell us the 18th and 19th century? Are they not Americans or are they Americans?
I think I'm just going to leave. We have plenty of time. I'm going to leave that out there as not responsive. Yep.
Okay. And of the 100 most common words in English, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the three longest with the letters in alphabetical order? Kira got first, F-I-R-S-T. What are the other two on that list? I gave you a list of car makes, and I want you to tell me the country that they are manufactured in. The ones we have left are Touro, T-A-U-R-O, Elfin, E-L-F-I-N, Tatra, T-A-T-R-A, Smart Car, and Lagonda.
Can I take one more guess on those?
Yeah.
Is Tatra India?
It is not.
Okay.
That seems like a good guess.
There is a car that sounds like Tatra.
Yeah, maybe it's just Tata or something like that. Yeah.
India.
Tata.
No. All right. And I think, Lori, it's your turn, I believe.
I think it is. Last week, I asked a question about the most common girls' names given to babies in 2024. And this question, all the answers are all boys' names, the most popular boys' names in 2024. And it's two sections. For reasons I don't understand, girls' names frequently start and end with a vowel. And six of the top girls' names start and end with a vowel, but only one boy's name in the top 10 starts and ends with a vowel. So I want to know what that is. But weirdly, four of the names have two vowels in a row. So four of the top 10 boys' names have two vowels in a row. If there were girls' names, like Olivia would be one and Amelia, but those are girls' names. So I'm looking for a boy's name that was very popular in 2024 that starts and ends with a vowel. There's one of them. And four of them have two vowels consecutively in their names. And I know somebody's kids, grandkids, with all four of these names. So they're pretty well known.
What about like a meal?
It's not a meal, no.
I'm guessing it's it starts and ends in an E though.
I'm going to say it starts with an E, but does not end in an E.
Oh, it's not the same vowel. Do you think I've made this exact mistake before?
So is this a, can I ask if the one that begins and ends with a vowel is a biblical name?
Yes, I think it is.
All right, then I believe I have heard this. Is it Ezra?
It's Ezra. Yeah. Very good. Eighth on the list. Okay, give yourself a bell on that. So now we're looking for four names that have two vowels in a row in the assigned name.
Well, I know that one has two vowels. No, that's not right. I'm sorry. I almost made a fool of myself, which isn't unusual. Two vowels in a row. So, but it doesn't have to start with a vowel, though, right?
Correct. It does not.
Okay. How about Leo then?
Yep. Leo is 10th on the list. Very good. Excellent. We're looking for three more with two consecutive vowels.
Mario.
No, Mario's not in the top 10.
Only the gamers.
Only the super versions. That might have seen its heyday sooner. I don't know if it's still popular.
All right. So what are you looking for once more here?
I'm looking for three more male names of the top 10 male names in 2024 that have two consecutive vowels in the name.
Oh, Eric says Maurice.
Oh, excellent, but not in the top 10 American names this year.
Michael.
Not Michael either. Huh. Probably used to be, but not anymore.
All right. Leave that out.
They're much more fashionable.
And if you'd like to join us here with a call, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, here we welcome your calls, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Good morning. Tatra, that sounds like a Russian car name, is it?
It is not a Russian car name.
Okay. Well, how about for words in alphabetical order, how about best?
Not best.
Huh. All right. Now, I'll definitely have this one. The Pappy Boyington Show... It went under two names. One was called Baba Black Sheep.
Correct. Sorry, I thought you were going to give me the other name, too.
I'm going to. Black Sheep Squadron.
That is also correct. Nice job.
Yay. All right. Wish you all well for the upcoming year, and we're done. We'll talk to you all later.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, so I'll give you a quick question here. In the over 30,000 miles, the Secura likes these travel questions. In the over 30,000 miles of the Pan-American Highway, the Pan-American Highway goes from Alaska to Argentina, by the way. In what country would you find the highest point on that highway? It's called the Summit of Death, 10,942 feet high.
Is it in Peru?
It is not in Peru. So in the over 30,000 miles of the Pan-American Highway, which goes from Alaska to Argentina, in what country would you find the highest point, which is called the Summit of Death, 10,942 feet?
Is it in Mexico?
It is not in Mexico. Right. It is not in the United States, I will tell you that.
Yeah. I guess it could be in Central America. Is it one of those, roads where you always see like TikToks from where it's like there's a bus on it and the bus is slightly wider than the road itself?
No, Pan American Highway is pretty wide all the way through. So No, I don't think that's the issue. So once more, in the over 30,000 miles of the Pan American Highway that goes between Alaska and Argentina, in what country would you find the highest point on that highway? It's called the Summit of Death. It's 10,942 feet.
What about El Salvador?
Not El Salvador.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
Well, good morning and happy new year from Albany. It's Danny and Sandra.
Hi, Danny. Hi, Sandra.
Good morning.
We all survived 2024, much to my
surprise. Barely, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, the lovely and talented Sparky just sniped us on Baba Black Sheep.
Baba Black Sheep. Yeah.
But has anyone guessed the smart car or the Lagonda yet?
No, not yet.
Well, we think the smart car is French.
It is not French.
Because the first time we saw it was in Paris, and I was like so amused by it. This is like a million.
Our honeymoon.
Yeah, it didn't exist in this country yet, yeah. and we just thought it was the most absurd thing we ever saw.
But, we have photos.
But the Lagonda is a British car. It is a
British car.
A
very
luxury
good, yeah.
car with a gigantic hood, and I think it appears in more than one Peter Wimsey novel, but I could be wrong. Okay, so there's that. Hey, is Aaron one of the double vowel names?
Say it again?
Aaron.
A-A.
No.
A-A-R-O-N.
It would be, but didn't make the top 10.
It's pronounced A-A-R-O-N.
I was
going
to guess Liam, L-I-A-M.
Ooh. Yes, Liam is second on the list.
Good.
Yeah, I'll Liam, not William. Yeah, very good.
All right.
Two more.
I just put on my I think like Lori thinking cap and
yeah, there you go.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not a good idea. I can't recommend.
Oh no, it is. It happens a lot.
It's dangerous. I'm thinking that the Summit of Death is in Chile, but I could be wrong.
It is not in Chile.
All right. I'm thinking of a really scary movie. I think it's a French movie about truckers carrying TNT over a stretch of the Pan American Highway and blowing themselves up.
That's The Wages of Fear. It's a good movie.
Oh, The Wages of Fear. That is a terrifying movie.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I've got a quick question here for y'all. It was brought to mind by the alphabetical order English words here. So here we go. There are at least 7 driving routes you can take through the continental U.S. on which you can travel by car through 6 states in alphabetical order. For instance, from the South, Alabama to Florida to Georgia to North Carolina to Virginia to West Virginia, or from the middle going south, Illinois to Indiana to Kentucky to Missouri to Oklahoma to Texas. All right, that's a couple of examples. But if you start your journey on foot, you can hit 7 states in alphabetical order, and how in heaven's name can you do that?
Oh, I have an idea.
So, you would.
So this is, so we're looking for, if you walk by foot on a route.
You start your journey on foot.
Yeah.
You can hit 7 states in alphabetical order.
Without, and you don't have to retrace your steps or anything like that.
No, there's no retracing, no.
Yeah.
Sorry, this might take a second, but let's see. Are Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio and Pennsylvania involved?
They're not.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. That's
actually, none of them are involved in this particular route.
All right.
So you're not giving a starting point then, or you're just asking us
no.
to do the... Okay.
In our heads.
Yeah, you got to start on foot, and then you can get in your car and drive through the other 6 states.
But there's something about it being on foot rather than by car. So there's a trick.
Oh.
Right.
Oh wait, no. See, that's why I was thinking Michigan too, because Mackinac Island famously has no cars. But
that's right.
I like the way you think, but no.
Okay.
It's not that tricky.
So the path has to be in alphabetical order, is that it?
Yes.
Well, I can think of, yeah, but I don't know. All right. Arizona, can you start in Arizona?
Yes, you do.
All right.
Nice.
And then you go to Colorado, I guess.
you have to stand at four corners and step diagonally across four corners from Arizona to Colorado.
Oh,
you can't drive. Get in your car.
Yeah, so where would you go?
And then you have to walk east about a mile to where you've already parked your car off Highway 160.
After Colorado, would you go to Kansas?
Kansas, yes.
All right, Kansas. Oh, then you go to Missouri?
I'm exhausted.
Wait a minute now. Let me think about this.
You've already cracked the most fun part of the question, so I'll just give you the rest of it.
No. Let me try to work this out.
Okay, there you
go. Missouri, I have to go after an M. How about, Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Wow.
Well, that's a big jump in the alphabet. Alphabetical
leap.
And then the only thing after I can think of is after T is
West Virginia.
I guess Virginia, West Virginia or Virginia, yeah.
Well, you go first to Virginia, and then you slide up to West Virginia, and you're done.
Okay. All right. Good.
Seven
well
states.
Done.
Alrighty. I don't know why I've been waiting so long for that one, but okay, it seems appropriate today.
Happy New Year, you guys, and thanks for the show.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Eric is wondering how many miles in that walk. That's a good question.
the walk is only a couple of miles. Highway 160, you only have to walk east a couple of miles to find your car.
Car. Okay. All right.
You hitchhike the rest of the way.
Well, it's an interesting question. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Saturday at 10 a.m. Feel free to give us a call. We have a few minutes left in the show. We'd love to hear from you. That number is 415-841-4134. Or toll-free 866-798-8255. See, I thought that question he wanted us to start on the West Coast and then end on the East Coast, but you can't do that. So I wasn't...
Not alphabetically, right?
No.
Yeah, and Eric thought we had to walk the whole way, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny and Sandra, they hopped in their car.
So you're starting in Arizona. Yeah. Okay.
Ending in West Virginia.
And, who has a short question you'd like to throw in?
I can do one.
Kara.
All right.
Christopher Walken's birth name was not Christopher. His parents named him for what Oscar-winning actor?
Ooh.
So this requires knowing Christopher Walken's birth name.
Yeah, it does.
And then Oscar-winning actors.
And also people who won an Oscar before he was born. So when was he born? Like 1945?
In his late 70s now or something? Yeah, I'm not sure.
So we need to know his real first name and then which Oscar-winning actor had that name, right?
Right.
Right. The actor didn't necessarily have the Oscar when Christopher Walken was born. He may have. I don't think he did, but he may have.
Oh, so they just liked him as an actor then?
Correct.
All right. Okay. FarQuest is wondering, referring to emails now. FarQuest is wondering if the Pan American highest point in the Pan American Highway is in Ecuador. It's not. The boy's names, Rita is wondering the boy's names with a double vowel is Cooper.
No, Cooper would be on the list. That's a good one, but it's not the top 10. Yeah.
CM is wondering if the boy's name is Joshua.
Not Joshua.
Okay.
A couple years ago, maybe, but not Joshua.
And Mark is wondering if the island in California is Santa Cruz Island.
I have to go back up. I think that's right. Yes, sorry. 56th largest island in the United States, Santa Cruz Island. So nice job. I think you said Mark?
Mark, yes.
Mark, nice job, Mark.
Okay, good job. Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Morning again. I'm sorry to call back, but I must mention an incident in New Orleans last week. Isis referred to an ancient Egyptian goddess of love, humanity, and motherhood, or to a terrorist organization, ISIS. I'll give his answer. Of course, ISIS is a great Egyptian goddess of love, humanity, and thing. What is the real name of this terrorist group? They have name, but they hijacked the name ISIS.
Right.
Criminal. I will tell you the name also, but time is short. Daesh. Daesh. Please don't call them ISIS ever. These are a bunch of bloody criminals, and they are against humanity of all kind. Nothing to do with religion, race, or anything. Thank you. Always great show. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
But that was an moment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, caller.
This is Meredith de Castro. And a couple of the boys' names. Did yes. anybody say Joe or Joel?
No one said Joe or Joel, and I don't. They aren't in the top 10 this year. I think they're more old fashioned. Good guesses though.
Okay, and Noel or Noel?
Noel and Noel are not on the list. Another good guess, and very close to the right answer. You have the first correct letter.
I feel like you should work off Noel and go biblical. Is that
Noah? Thank you.
Noah, my grandson's name. So that at number one on the list, by the way. Okay. Whew, now we're looking for one more. And Eric guessed Neil, not Neil. So we're looking for one more.
Oh, that was the other thing because there were two Neils. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good guess. Good work.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. How about August for the last name?
August?
A-U.
I see. For the boy's name. No.
For the boy's August name. August is
not
sorry.
In the top. Yeah, not in the top 10. Okay. Maybe not in the top 20. Mm-hmm.
But the 18th century person is at... 19th century would be Napoleon, maybe.
It may be, but it isn't. A really good guess.
Oh, Lincoln?
Not Lincoln either.
Oh, Johnny Appleseed. I have no idea.
Very intellectual.
Tatra, is that it? Is Tatra in Hungary? Hungary car?
No, it is not.
Is a smart car German?
German, yes. Smart car is a German car. Yes.
Yeah, I think it was a Mercedes product, I think. And another alphabetical order word would be 40.
It is, but that's not one of the 100 most common words in English. It is one of the few numbers that is the shortest number that is in alphabetical order. Yes, that is correct.
Okay, but not one of. Okay, and then a couple questions. One going off. Kira, do you know the 60s TV show starring Robert Loggia as a San Francisco former circus performer?
I do know this. I know this.
Nope. I don't know.
It's called C-A-T Cat.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes.
It is. It's very
that show did not show. Come it's, up. It's, during our late night conversation.
Your father-in-law didn't watch it.
Yeah. I do got to say, if you can find it, take a look at it. It's pretty good. and then, T-H-E Cat. He plays a former
actor. Oh, T-H-E Cat. I'm sorry, was C-A-T.
Yeah.
T-H-E.
Oh, T-H-E.
Look at
it. San Francisco in the 60s. Yeah, he played a cat burglar.
Yeah, retired cat burglar.
Retired cat burglar. It's a fun little show. And the image on it from the 60s, he looks exactly like Thomas Lennon for some reason. and then what famous TV character's full name was Christmas Snow?
Chrissy Snow from Three's Company.
Chrissy Snow. There you go. That was too easy. All right.
Thanks. Awesome. I appreciate shows that questions about shows that existed while I was alive on Earth. So thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Christopher Walken's birth name is probably not Denzel, but
is not Denzel. That's correct.
Okay. Thanks. Adios.
Very much.
Great show.
Was Christopher Walken from New Jersey?
Oh no, I think he's from New York, isn't he?
Is he?
He grew up in. Well, I knew he grew up in New York.
Well, I'm trying to think if they would have a name. What kind of person his parents might like? Were they British? Were they American? We need a hint on this one, Kara. The Walken first name.
His first name was also shared by another actor who was perhaps more famous for not acting, for something that he did that wasn't acting. An actor that became famous as something else.
Let's take one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? Hello? All right, next call. That's okay. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Oops. We're working at it. They're gone. Okay.
Is Robert the first, his first name? I'm thinking of Robert Evans.
Nope, not okay. Robert.
All right.
But you've got the correct first letter.
Ooh. Ralph.
Eric, can we take a call now? Okay. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how you doing? Is Crystal Walken's first name Ronald?
It is Ronald.
Oh, Ronald Coleman. Is that it?
Did Dana just scoop you as you called in with the right answer?
No. He said Ronald, and I said,
yeah,
Ronald.
Right. It was leading to asking or getting the correct answer, I think.
And then, so they named him after Ronald Coleman, huh?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, thank you very much, Carr. Good answer.
Okay.
Good teamwork.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we should start cleaning up here. What do we have, Kira?
All right. Sorry. Let me just mark that as answered. So the only island that we did not get was Louisiana's Marsh Island, which has no population because the entire island is a wildlife sanctuary. In the only TV series in which he played the lead role, Charles Bronson stars as a war veteran turned photographer and investigator in, do you remember the name?
No, I don't.
Man with a Camera.
Oh, all right.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Right.
In the boys' names that have consecutive letters, the one that's in the top 10 is maybe the most surprising. Mateo, M-A-T-E-O, is in the top 10. In fact, it is number 5. One of my friend's grandkids is named that. Any final guesses on 18th or 19th century person of the year?
Edison.
They're both, yeah. Edison is the 19th century. Very good. And that 18th century is an American politician.
Jefferson or Franklin?
It is Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson. Very good. That's it for the people of the year. Good work.
All right. Of the 100 most common words in English, what are the three longest with the letters in alphabetical order? They are most, first, and no. Most, first, and no.
What? K-N-O-W? No?
Yeah.
Yeah, K-N-O-W. Okay.
The other one is a long. He said no two-letter words. All right.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And let's see, the car makes by country. I'll just give you all of them. Toro is Spain. Elfin is Australia. Dacia, Romania. Tatra, the Czech Republic. Smart Car, Germany. Lagonda, UK. In the over 30,000 miles of the Pan American Highway, what is the highest point, the summit of death? That is in Costa Rica. Costa Rica. Anyway, if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Our panel today, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, teacher at Apple Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Eric Jansen for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We do hope you will join us next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Have a great week, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.